Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Bob Pompiani along with Andrew Filipponi. We are here at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon right outside the St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. And listen, you know, I don't know if you know this or not out there listening to this, but two radios that firefighters can use can cost over $6,000. That is why, part of the reason why we're here asking you to donate and help these volunteers who spend their free time to save lives in their community. All you have to do is hit this number, 412-207-3456. Make a donation on the Don's Appliance text line there. You can go to 937thefan.com. And, Andrew, we have an update.
We do. We're up to $14,866. That's the Guardian Protection Tote Board. We're trying to get to 100 grand. Go to 937thefan.com. And that's where you can donate there. Super easy. Your brother did it. We've got people making $13.9 donations, $100 right. donations.
My grandson, Sonny's here. He's going to make a donation after he gets a tour of the truck. You may never get him out of there.
Big guest at noon. Tom Clements is about to join us. Aaron Rodgers, longtime quarterbacks offensive coordinator in Green Bay. And Bill Fry is here with us from Firehouse Subs. What a generous man he is. One of the nicest people you'll find here, Bill. And, of course, Firehouse Subs does a lot of work with fire departments.
Yes.
Is that how the name came to be?
The name came to be, we were founded by two brothers who were firefighters in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And so they started it with one store and built it and expanded it to where it is, almost where it is today, and then retired a couple of years ago and sold to Restaurant Brands International. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's amazing. And you know all the good work, obviously, because the background suggests you guys know how this works. And these men and women out here do a lot for their communities, and they don't ask for attention in any way. They need support, and that's what this is all about, support.
Yes, and, you know, our charity arm of Firehouse Subs is called the Public Safety Foundation, and through donations that come in through the restaurants, through roundups and pickle buckets and all kind of other donations, they give back and buy life-saving equipment for all these fire departments, police departments. We've even put AEDs in some high schools and stuff.
And Bill, your location has gotten really hands-on with some of those charitable causes.
Yes. I do a lot of work with North Fayette Police Department, the Fire Department of North Fayette, Butler Township Fire Department, Butler Township Police Department. I'm working currently with the Sarver Volunteer Fire Department to help them get a grant for this next quarter for a new piece of equipment.
And you're on the point up in that area?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right over near you, Bob.
Right next to the Super Walmart.
We've been there.
Next to you, Bob.
Yeah. Most popular sub?
Yes. Oh, most popular sub, Hook and Ladder.
I like that. Throw hook and ladder right now. It applies to football, too. You can do both of those things.
Yeah.
Bill, if there's one more message you want to get out here today about what you're doing, what Firehouse is doing, what would it be?
Wow, that's a tough question. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared for that
one. That's okay.
That, you know, Firehouse Subs, the heart of our company is to give back and serve, and, you know, to support local fire departments. And, you know, we've even done some work with paid fire departments, you know, like the city of Pittsburgh, have talked to them about getting grants. You don't have to be a volunteer. So we will help any fire department or police department in need with equipment if we can. And any franchise owner in any local firehouse subs in anywhere in the nation, actually, can sit down and talk to you and help you through the portal process. And it's, yeah.
Bill, thank you so much for coming out again and supporting us this year.
It's amazing what you do. Thank you for all. You're a very kind man, and I can see that now. And so go out and support Firehouse
Thank
subs.
You, gentlemen.
You bet, Bill.
Love to serve.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Again, make a donation if you can. We have a lot of people who've contributed. Our goal is $100,000 up to $14,800+. We need more. We need your help. Please do it. And now we have a very special guest.
Yeah. The Joe Moore Camp is back in Pittsburgh, and this guy is going to be a big part of it. He has sponsored the Bishop Canavan offensive line that's going to be there, and that's because he is the greatest football player in Bishop Canavan's history. Went on to do amazing things, college, pros. He's in the CFL Hall of Fame, Bob. He's
Absolutely.
One of the great athletes and quarterbacks to ever come out of this region. And also, by the way, he coached Aaron Rodgers for a very long time. So Tom Clements is with us here. Tom, Adrian Filippone, and Bob Pompeiani, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, Bob was just telling me off the air that his lovely wife Lisa is a Bishop Canavan alum, and she just raves about your playing days,
right,
that you were a sight to see back then, Tom.
Well, I agree with her.
Yeah, her maiden name is Lisa DeRose. So
that was fun back then. It was that's still when they had the Pittsburgh Catholic League, so that we had a lot of good competition, a lot of good rivalries. Our big rivalry was against South Hills Catholic, which I guess they're Deaton Hall now. But and unfortunately, the Catholic League isn't around. But it was a lot of fun to play in.
So I know you're, you know, in town here for the Joe Moore camp, which is so popular. So many kids come out. Just tell us about Joe Moore and what he meant to so many kids that he coached throughout his course of his career. I remember more than anything, Andrew, though, and Tommy, this voice of his.
Really?
He wanted to get you moving. He had a voice that could make you move, even if nothing else could. Talk about Joe Moore and his legacy.
Well, I met Joe when we both coached at Notre Dame for Lou Holtz. And so I was with Joe for 4 years. And I learned right away that he was a great guy, number one, but he was an amazing football coach. He coached a lot of guys at Pitt, at Notre Dame. I think he has about 50 guys that he coached in college who went on to play professional football. So that's quite an accomplishment. But the thing about Joe, he was just he believed in fundamentals. You know, get the right footwork, get the right hand placement, and he could make guys be good football players. So if you had some athletic ability, he could make you into a very good or a great football player. And if you just had marginal ability, he could make you into a good offensive lineman. He just he demanded a lot. He worked his guys hard. I think during the time that he was coaching his players, they may not have liked him very much because he did demand and he pushed them and he made them do things that they really didn't want to do. But after they graduated, you know, they loved the guy. And I think it's a testament to that a lot of his ex-players come back each year to work this high school camp. You know, it's sort of spearheaded by Russ Grimm, who I coached with the Steelers, and you know, he's just one guy that Joe helped, and he's just, I think when you talk to those guys, they have great stories about Joe when he was coaching them, but they just really, after they got out of there, they realized what he did for them, and they love the guy.
Tom Clements, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. And Tom, when we were talking about you joining us today, I said, I don't think there's a coach in football who has spent more time with Aaron Rodgers. You were there in Green Bay as his quarterback's coach, his offensive coordinator. You came out of retirement to coach with him again. You were there in Green Bay until this January coaching with the Packers. So I'm curious, as a Pittsburgh guy too, what are your thoughts on all the rumors out there that Aaron Rodgers could be the next Steelers quarterback?
Well, you know, I'm following it just like everyone else. I haven't spoken with Aaron recently, but you know, my time with him, I got to Green Bay in Aaron's second year, so that he was still, Brett Favre was still playing, and Brett played a couple more years, and Aaron sat behind him, and at that time, you know, we had the off seasons were a lot different than they are now. You could spend a lot more time with the players, and we used to have something called a quarterback school, where it was just the quarterback coach and the quarterbacks watching film, going out on the field exclusively with quarterbacks, doing drills, and it was a 4-day a week, 2 to 3 hour a day, 6-week program. So I got to spend a lot of time with Aaron. And then when he got his opportunity, when Brett left, you know, he developed into one of the best of all time. And it's just I can't say enough good things about him. He's a great player, very, very smart. He knows what's going on. He knows what everyone's doing. And he has the ability to – he's a very accurate thrower, has a very strong arm. And I still think that he has that arm strength at this age. I think he's, what, 40, 41?
41, yeah.
41, going to be 42 in season, yeah.
Yeah, my time with him, you know, he was outstanding. And I didn't get to see him play a lot last year. I saw him early in the season, and he was coming off the Achilles injury. And then I saw him later in the season, and it looked to me like he was moving a lot better than early in the season. So I think he's overcome that injury, and I still think he has some gas in the tank. So I've always been a big Steelers fan, and it would be kind of interesting to see him there.
Tom Clements, our special guest. He was once a quarterback coach with Aaron Rodgers. Tom, I don't think there's any doubt the guy has ability. He's a four-time NFL MVP, but he's not the same quarterback at 41 that he was when he won those awards. And a lot of people wonder. You say he has gas left in the tank, but how much of that is predicated on the protection he gets, his ability to get time to make things happen? And the other thing is, are you surprised that it's taken this long for him to make a decision? It seems like, you know, the longer this goes, the more you wonder about his total commitment to doing this if he plans to do it.
Yeah, well, taking the first point you made about you need people around you, I think that's generally true with every quarterback. And as you get older and not moving quite as well as you did, you know, in your younger days, that's important, because that was one of his best abilities, was to extend a play, move around in the pocket, throw on the run. And although I don't think he does that or has done that quite as much the last year as he did previously, I think he still can do it. As far as taking his time, yeah, I think every coach would say if a guy's going to be on your team, you'd like to have him there in the spring, especially a guy as vital as the quarterback. So I don't know what the conversations have been between Aaron and the Steelers. So I'm just waiting, as I said, I'm kind of waiting just like everyone else.
You had a similar situation with him in 2022, Tom, when he wasn't there for OTAs, and you were quoted as saying then that Aaron and May didn't need reps at that time of year. Now, he was coming off an MVP season, and he was also very familiar with the offense you had there in Green Bay. Do you think it's different because he's learning a new offense in Pittsburgh, or do you think the situation to the one you had in Green Bay is actually analogous to what's going on here?
Well, I think it's a little different. As you say, he was coming off a great season. He had been in that system. I mean, it was
for a long time when Mike McCarthy was the coach, we had the same system. And then when Matt LaFleur came in, he kept a lot of the same terminology, the same protections, the same plays, just so it would be an easy transition for Aaron. So at that point, you know, in the spring, it wasn't that important that Aaron be there all the time. I think it probably is a little different going into a new team, new offense. I don't know if he's trying to learn it now, as whether they're giving him some materials to look at. But I think ideally any coach would if you say we have a new guy coming in, you'd rather have him there than not be there. But Aaron, I guess from what I've read, you know, he has some things going on. He's trying to make up his mind, and hopefully he can make it up. And so both he and the Steelers can get going.
Tom, I think one question every Steelers fan has about this situation is one that you were intimately involved in, and that is the quarterback to offensive coordinator play caller relationship. There are a lot of people out there who seem to think when Aaron Rodgers comes here, it automatically becomes his offense. It's going to be his playbook. It's going to be his plays. It might even be his terminology. You obviously were in those shoes as his offensive coordinator. Do you think that that's accurate? Do you think that that's true, or will he adapt to Arthur Smith's offense?
Well, I think the way it's gone on, I mean, I think he's going to have to – I think both will have to adapt a little bit, but I think he's going to have to adapt more than the Steelers. Arthur Smith has his offense. Really, when you look at teams throughout the league, the plays are pretty much the same. They're very similar. Terminology may be a lot different, and that would be a hard – you have to be able to think in that new language, which may take some time. And you have to get he'll be – if he does sign with the Steelers, he's going to be playing with guys he's never been around before. So both sides will have to give a little bit, and but I think it's going to tilt more toward what the Steelers' offense is right now, and he's going to have some learning to do.
Tom, one more thing for you, and that would be, we also hear that maybe his reluctance to do anything right now could be in part because, it's a similar kind of situation Brett Favre had when he left Green Bay, ended up with Minnesota, and Minnesota's a team that is going with a rookie quarterback. Do you think there's any interest on the part of Aaron Rodgers and maybe going to that team, and maybe he's waiting a little bit? Or for that matter, do you think he may just ultimately wait for a chance in season for someone?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Because you see injuries happen all the time.
You know, I've seen speculation on a number of things. I mean, obviously, that's a possibility, but it seems to me from what I've read anyway that he had an interest in the Steelers. The Steelers have an interest in him, and that's the opportunity right now if he wants to get going at the beginning of the year. As far as those other things are concerned, obviously it's a possibility, but I have no way of knowing how valid those are.
Tom, just give us something about Aaron Rodgers that if you're on the outside, you don't know. You're in quarterback rooms with him constantly. You know, you're talking to things maybe that go beyond football. So everyone kind of has their minds made up and their assumptions on what kind of person Aaron Rodgers is, what makes him tick, how he's wired. Give us something unique to your relationship with Aaron Rodgers that maybe people don't know about, Tom.
Well, I don't know if it's unique. There are a lot of things written about him, but the guys that play with him or have played with him for a long time, you know, they can't say enough good things about him. He's a very good teammate. And he treats one of the things he does, if there's a young quarterback in the room, he's very good at mentoring them and helping them along, because he didn't, when he was a young QB, Brett didn't come to the off-season program, and he didn't really have that, anyone helping him like he has helped people in the past. So he's good with the young guys. He's good with the old guys. The guys who play with him, you know, love him. And, you know, as I said, he's a great teammate. One interesting thing is, you know, we have, as most teams do, at Christmas time, you have you get together quarterbacks and linemen, and we have gifts. And it's kind of a white elephant type of deal.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, give a gift, someone can steal it. And Aaron always gave great gifts. And one year, he gave a Ford Bronco, and he worked it out so that one of the free agent practice squad linemen would win the Ford Bronco. So, that, you know, it's just the kind of thing he would do.
No, that's cool.
Tom, thank you so much. It's awesome that you're on board for this Joe Moore camp. Russ Grimm. Andy Heck, the offensive line coach with the Chiefs, is a part of this too. CNX Mentorship Program is the platinum sponsor here. Over 170 kids are coming in from six different states. It is an offensive lineman's dream. Tom, you've meant so much to football in Western Pennsylvania throughout the years at Notre Dame, coaching with the Steelers, and obviously, as Bob's wife has pointed out, your high school feats. We're unparalleled. So thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to have you back in the Berg. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. You bet.
There's a guy who gave us good insight about Aaron Rodgers, what he may be like, what he may be doing, and why it's taking so long.
And we got guys here from Gherkin Roofing. Are you guys pro?
$2,500 yeah. donation. We should point that out.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Right off the bat, we're not doing softballs. Are you guys pro or con Aaron Rodgers coming to the Steelers?
Bring him on.
At this point, I am like, just roll with Rudolph.
Ooh. You're in favor of it.
He's coming. I've got a source. He is coming.
Where'd you see him? Was he a giant eagle? He may be here in a fire truck.
I can't reveal who it is, but I got a source. He's coming.
He has no source.
Yes, we're not going to do this with Mason Rudolph, are we? We've seen it before.
Well, let's let them host the show. They got a little bit of a spicy opinion.
Mason had every chance, and he blew it.
Hey, when he blew it, last three games, he looked pretty good, to your point.
I can look good for that game. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes guys mature late. Look at Sam Darnold.
Look at Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
New hairstyle, new flow. I think he's...
This guy over here?
No.
Or Mason Rudolph.
New mustache.
So you guys, we thank you again for your involvement here. Gherkin Roofing, Call the Pickle. I always hear
Crowley talk about you.
Yeah. Call the Pickle. Explain that, how that all came to
well,
be.
Well, I mean, when we were growing up, I didn't realize until I was in high school that a pickle was actually, like, you could call it a gherkin. So finally, you know, hey, this coach in high school kept asking me, are you a dill or are you a sweet? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And we found out it was a pickle. So when we started the business, we're like, hey, we better use a pickle. So, and it taken off well.
The pickle, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us why this is so important to you guys. We all know, as members of a community, you need volunteers in a lot of different areas.
Not hostages.
Not hostages, no.
Yeah, that's
not,
right.
None of these guys. These are all volunteers, the best in the business, men and women who sacrifice. Why is it important to you?
It's just the community involvement has always been a foundation of what we built our company on. It's very, very important to us to be involved in the community. When you have volunteers like this out here, I think it's our responsibility as business owners to get out there and support these people that serve us. I mean, you know, what we do is, you know, obviously with roofing, but these guys aren't getting paid, and it's real important to get behind them and everything in your community. You know, we're real involved with everything, youth sports, local charities, whatever we can to help out. We're just happy to be in a position to be able to do that.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it. What these guys do, and like you said, not getting paid. Out in North Huntington, I belong to a few volunteer fire departments. The social halls.
Oh, nice,
halls.
Man.
The social halls.
That's our speed.
Yeah.
I'm in the basement.
Yeah, $1.25 bottles.
Bingo games going.
So I'm donating a lot of money that way, but we greatly appreciate these guys.
Are you guys really friends with Crowley? Have you been out with him, or what's the
a little bit? Yeah, he's. I mean,
so you have West Virginia roots?
No, West Virginia.
No, absolutely.
He's
not.
Actually a huge Pitt fan, and
that must be hard for you to reconcile. Then
I mean, with our advertising, we were thinking of making Crowley say a bunch of Pitt stuff.
You should.
We are paying
for $13 special.
Yeah, they are playing on September 13th,
and he'll do anything for money. So might as well just put him up.
That is true.
Hey, Bob, one sec. I do have to bring this up.
Oh, God.
Jimbo, my brother here, has an autographed football from you, and he was so nervous. He won it at a Chinese auction. I don't even know.
I'm
shaking. How much did you pay for it?
I can't remember. I know.
I don't want to know. You don't have to explain.
My buddy Franco, he says it's my most prized possession. He's always trying to wager bets for it. He's like, I'll bet you bought Poppy any football.
Bob, do you remember signing a football?
It's you and a bunch of others. I never, to me, I think that's, I don't.
I think Mel Blunt's on there, too.
Well, then that's what's most important.
He was very nervous to meet you, just so you know.
Legend.
I'm going to call your friend when we're done here. That's a sacred ball.
You should think about having one of those for your golf event on Monday at Pompiani football auction.
We have some interesting things there, but no, I'm not putting myself out there for that. But we do some other things. I play golf with.
You guys golf?
You want to golf?
We do.
We golf.
He's better than me because, you know, he has more time as he does sales. You know, as a salesman.
You're the hands-on guy.
The hands-on guy. Yeah. This is the first time anyone's seen him in months.
Well, then you know he's the most successful guy. You gotta push that.
Yeah, the guys at Arby's see him.
I would sell my football to him. He's making more money.
Well, I just hand him checks.
We appreciate you guys.
Yes, very much so.
Being a part of the fan family and coming out supporting the event today.
Really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
And they made a $2,500 donation.
Thank
Gherkin Roofing here in person. Thank you guys. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Before I leave, I'm calling him, so make sure you do that. We're running out of time here for our 2 hours, Andrew. It's been a lot of
fun. Bob, this was fun to get reunited. I know we do the sports call, the showdown together, but we haven't done like a radio program.
No, I wish we could do. You're too busy, though. But
no, I'm not.
Our podcast that we did way back when, I'd love to do it again.
Can I opine on that for a minute?
Sure.
I think what we should have done, this is now, we were not consulted on this. We had great guests, but I think it would have been nice if we could have had some episodes where you and me just gave opinions on things.
Right, but it was not designed to be that way.
It was not by us.
Right.
We had no say in that. We were kept out of that creative
process. But I think
process.
That's a good way to do it. Mix it up. Do a lot of different things.
Well, one of the things I admire about you is that we can disagree about something and argue about it, but it never really gets personal.
No, never.
You know what I mean?
No.
Cook, you'd argue with him, and then he'd freeze you out, and he wouldn't talk to you for 6 months.
Or more. It could be that long.
We both have experienced that firsthand.
No, but I – there we go. With you, your memory for a lot of this stuff, it's if you've never seen Andrew out and you can ask him any question about any game, year, weather conditions, he knows it all. And I've always admired that. I wish I could do more of that. But
We need to run here because there's a huge guest that's scheduled to come on at noon. So we don't want to take up their time.
No.
This is going to bring the house down, Bob.
But we also, and it's all because of the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. And again, you still have time all throughout today and tomorrow to make a donation. All you have to do is text FIRE to Don's Appliance Donation Line, 412-207-3456. You can go online at 937thefan.com, or you can stop here in person. It's right off the highway here, so no excuse. Drop on by. We have a boot. You can fill it up. We'd love to see you in person for sure. Limited number of Fan 5-Alarm T-shirts are available. Stop for lunch. Make a minimum $20 donation. Get a T-shirt courtesy of Keystone Custom Apparel. One of the things you can bid on is a round of golf with Joe Starkey.
Ooh,
that is something a lot of people, I think, would like to do, but you're going to get the whole gamut of Joe Starkey.
Yeah.
You'll get singing, you'll get bogeys, you'll get quadruples, you'll get birdies. You'll get it all.
I would say that if you're one who is adverse to some foul language, maybe there's another threesome or foursome you can bid on, but hey, if you're into people losing their minds and acting like they're clinically insane, you'll love it.
But it's a good experience for sure. Anyone who stops out to see will get three raffle tickets.
Nice.
Your chance to win gift cards from places like Monticello's Restaurants, Golf at Cedarbrook, and that's the Joe Starkey gift card, the PA Market Strip District Riverhounds tickets, and a gift basket to Grocería Marantzi. So we thank you for coming down here in person if you did, and if not, you can
Bob,
still make your donations. Andrew,
loved every
pleasure.
Minute of it. Yep.
Thank you very much. Good for our guests to come here and offer the time. Coming up, I think it's, is it Donnie?
Donnie and Jason Mackey.
And Jason
and a massive
Mackey.
Guest.
You got three guys coming at you next.
Yep.
But before we go here, I do want to tell you about West Shore Home, because it's summertime, and you know what that means. It's season for home improvements, and West Shore Home is here to help you with that. This week, they're offering free installation for any bathroom, window, or door project you may have. And listen, this is the time, if you're in your house for a long period of time, you know what I'm talking about. It's time for a change. So whether or not your house is hot, you need new windows to secure that, or if you're tired of your patio slider not opening, whatever it may be, West Shore Home is your place to go. Plus, this week, only save an additional $1,000 on your project. The best part, there's no cost, no obligation to you. If you set an appointment, you'll get a quote. That quote could be good for one full year. It's a great situation. All you have to do is log on to westshorehome.com/fan today to secure those savings. westshorehome.com/fan. See the website for details and make it West Shore Home. I want to remind you the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And when we talk about Fan weather, it's brought to you by the Myers Law Group. And they do a great job of providing excellent service for you when it comes to anything in the field of lawyer, litigation, whatever. Our temperature today will reach 86 or 87 degrees. Tonight's low is 60s. And then tomorrow, some rain moving in. That's going to do it for Andrew Filippone. I'm Bob Pompiani. Thanks for joining us here. We continue with our marathon with Jason Starkey, Donnie Chedrick, and Doran Dickerson, all next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.